It is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Fewer people than normal were able to attend yesterday's inauguration of President Biden and Vice President Harris. COVID-19 and security concerns reducing the crowd. But New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen was present for the historic event, and she joins us on the phone now for some reaction. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Rick.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, it was great to be able to be at the inauguration yesterday. It was a spectacular day, and despite all of the challenges, I think Joe Biden's message of the importance of unity, bringing the country back together to address the huge challenges that we face, was one that it was really important for the country to hear.
Well, I want to ask you about how you felt. Obviously, it's different than previous inaugurations. This stands out for many reasons. For the first time, a woman of color, Kamala Harris, sworn in as VP. Then there was, the COVID precautions, the increased security measures. How did it feel to you compared to other inaugurations that you've attended?
Well, when the sun came out and Joe Biden started speaking and his words were so uplifting, I think it was, for me, it was feeling like America was back. The values that I hold dear about our country are being renewed, the importance of competence in government to address the challenges that we face is very clear as he went right to the White House and went to work, and that's going to be important as we address what's ahead of us. And he pointed out that things are not going to be easy, but I think if we have a leader who tells Americans the truth and who has a plan for how to respond to the crises that, as he said, we will get through them.
The Senate will now be evenly split between the parties. Vice President Harris is a tiebreaker on partisan matters, presumably. But how do you see power sharing in the Senate working going forward?
Well, it's not clear yet. There hasn't been an agreement signed between the leaders, between Chuck Schumer, who will now become the majority leader, and Mitch McConnell. So that needs to happen. But I thought it was a good sign that yesterday we were able to confirm the new Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, by 84 votes. So a clear, strong bipartisan vote. And I hope that's a sign of things to come.
Do you feel like it is a sign, though? I'm wondering if there's a brief honeymoon period and then, things get back to the rancor that has marked politics for years now.
Well, it's not going to be easy, Rick, and people are going to have to work at it. And it's important for the country that we do that. I continue to work with a number of bipartisan members of the Senate. We were involved in putting forward the COVID package that I think led to the emergency aid that we got at the end of the year. And we have continued to meet to talk about the importance of continuing to work together to move an agenda for the country to respond to the coronavirus, which is obviously the number one threat that we need to address right now, but to help get our economy moving again, to address the importance of the environment and climate change, the racial inequalities. All of those things need people to work together in order to respond to them. And I'm confident that that's what the Biden-Harris administration wants to do, and that we have a good percentage of senators who understand that that's what we've got to do to address the challenges facing this country.
Yeah, tall orders indeed. The House voted to impeach Donald Trump for the second time last week. Do you have any idea of a timeline of when the Senate might hold the second impeachment trial?
I don't. And that's one of the things that's currently being negotiated between the leaders in the Senate. So I don't think we'll know that. Maybe sometime today or by the end of the week, but it's one of the items that is still on the table.
Yeah. Does that take some of the oxygen out of the room for other Senate work at the same time?
Well, one of the things we're going to have to do is continue to address the agenda to get people confirmed for offices. We've got to get a national security team in place. It's very critical as we look at this period of time when threats to the country, we've seen from the Russian hacking of our agencies that the threat is very real. We know that China and Russia and Iran all want to do America harm. And so we need to get that national security team in place. Our Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, our head of the CIA, we need to make sure that those folks, Homeland Security, right now we have Josh Hawley, who was one of the leaders of the insurrection in Congress, who is holding up the nominee to be Secretary of Homeland Security. Hopefully he will drop his objections, because we need to get these folks in place to ensure security of this country.
Do you feel like there's a mood change, though, in Washington since the 6th?
I do. I think people recognize very clearly just how fragile our democracy is, that it works only if all of us in the country participate in it and uphold our responsibility. You know, John Kennedy always said that the most important job in a democracy is that of citizen, an engaged citizen who knows what's going on and who supports our institutions. And we saw very clearly on the 6th that people, if they are lied to and misled, will do things that are in violation of the democracy. And that's the first time we've seen Americans try to overturn an elected government.
Senator Shaheen, we have to leave it there. Thanks so much for the time.
So nice to talk to you.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, this is Morning Edition from NHPR.